On to the Gulf Coast now, where most commemorations of this third anniversary of Hurricane Katrina were canceled because of Hurricane Gustav. In New Orleans, though, a horse-drawn carriage took the bodies of Katrina's last seven unclaimed victims to burial. Photographer John McCusker covered Katrina and its aftermath for the New Orleans Times-Picayune. He says there has been recovery, but the city is still a work in progress.
It's been 3 years since Katrina, and in many ways, it feels like I'm still mourning the death of a close family member. In the days following the hurricane and the loss of my house, neighborhood, and city, my gut roiled like so many clothes in a washing machine. This past February, 2.5 years after we fled our home, we finally moved back. Since then, I get through most days without ruminating on the loss. But still, the reality of living in a jack-o'-lantern neighborhood with one house boarded up, another one lit, another one boarded up, will not allow the tragedy to leave my thoughts for long. That's because our neighborhood is still largely abandoned. It's darker at night than it once was, and silent, too. There are only three families living on our block of Charlotte Drive in the Vista Park subdivision. On the day of the storm, there were over 20. Some houses sit virtually untouched, waiting for absentee owners to return while others sport for sale signs. Suddenly, our 2.5 years of anxiety waiting to move home has been replaced by a daily longing to have our old neighbors back. So we wait and watch to see what the future holds. New Orleans guitarist Spencer Boren wrote a post-Katrina song called The Long Black Line, the ugly bathtub ring that embraces 80% of the city. It was left by the murky floodwaters which poured through a breach in the London Avenue Canal levee 100 yards from our house. It hangs there, just below the gutters, a constant reminder of those dark days when our government dithered away while our countrymen died in their attics. On most days, I have no interest in talking about the storm. That's because under the surface, the hurt, loss, and mourning are still churning within me. Scratch the surface, and the storm comes back like it was only yesterday. The same thing is true of my neighborhood. Take a rake and pass it over any piece of land and the ghosts emerge. Maybe a piece of the kid's Lego will pop up, or a chunk of one of the old 78 RPM records I once collected. The very fact that these remnants are there at once reminds me that they are gone. Still, we, all New Orleanians soldier on, because there's nothing else to do. We cling to the hope that little by little the agony of this American tragedy will recede. It will always be there in some way, like a scar that won't quite heal. It's a scar I wear happily because, in the end, it reminds me that I'm still alive.
John McCusker is a news photographer with the New Orleans Times-Picayune.